News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the top three stories here for you. U.S. has condemned war crimes after Russia's drone strike hit a Kyiv apartment block. Oh, boy. President Biden has launched the student loan forgiveness application over the weekend. Today he made it official and pointed out that 8 million people have already filled it out. 8 million looking to get $10,000 or more in student loan relief, debt relief. And then finally, President Trump's hotels charged the Secret Service exorbitant rates, according to a House inquiry. They found that they were charging the Secret Service about $1,100 a night. And I was like, I don't know, maybe that's the average night for Trump hotel. I've never stayed in a Trump hotel before. Ooh la la. So I don't know. Maybe that's the average rate. But according to them, it was excessive. It sounds excessive to me, $1,100 a night. Like, that sounds extremely excessive, but, you know, I don't know the circumstances, situation behind all that. So, going back to the United States condemning Russia for war crimes under their latest drone attack. So, apparently, they're using these things called kamikaze drones. That sounds very World War II-ish. And these kamikaze drones, you know, this is one of the things where we said before. Vladimir Putin on Russian television says that we are targeting, you know, saying them, they are targeting military installations. Yet we continue to see civilians being hit, hospitals, now here an apartment building. And so it's like, no, you're not just focused on military installations. And so here's the latest right here, and this is getting a lot of people up in arms. All right, I want to get to this student loan forgiveness application. So I went to the website to find out, okay, let's go through this thing. Let's find out what this is about. But before I do that, I want to bring up this point here. This student loan application, like this debt forgiveness thing, you got to remember there are lawsuits on this still. I got to admit, I did not think that we're going to have this application up and running by now. I thought it was going to be like closer to the end or middle of December. And by then, we would have all the legal stuff either resolved, meaning it was either going to be like, yep, you're good to go, or it was going to be shut down. So them launching it this quickly before any of the legal stuff was able to get going is like, oh, wow, that's okay. It's pretty fast. So so that's the first part. So even if you fill this thing out, I still think like there's a chance that with all the lawsuits and everything like that, that you might fill this out and then nothing will happen. You know, there's still a chance of that. All right. So I go to the website. It says apply for federal student loan debt relief. And it says, what is a federal student loan debt relief? It's a program that provides eligible borrowers with full or partial discharge of loans up to $20,000 to federal Pell Grant recipients and up to $10,000 to non-federal Pell Grant recipients. And so then who qualifies? Individuals who made less than $125,000 in 2021 or 2022. And then, let's see, families that made less than $250,000. So either individuals under 125, families under 250,000. All right. Then it says, how it works. Apply today, but no later than December 31st, 2023. And so, yeah, so this is going to go on for, you know, over a year at this point. And then, this is, we'll determine your eligibility and we'll contact you if we need more information. Your loan service provider will notify you when your relief has been processed. Okay. So what do you need to fill this thing out? It's actually really simple. First name, last name, social security number, date of birth, phone number, and email. That's it. I was like, I thought this was going to be something like, you gotta go get your application for when you got went to school and maybe which schools you went to. Nope, just first name, last name, social security number, date of birth, email, phone number. That's it. Then you submit it. And after you submit it, I had my friend do this and screenshot it for me. Number one, we'll process your application. Number two, we'll contact you if you need additional information. Number three, we'll keep you updated along the way. And number four, get more information about student loan debt relief here. And it has a page for you to click on. So that's simple. Simple and easy. No wonder there's 8 million Americans who've already done it. Because when I saw 8 million, man, people were ready. They had their documents ready to go. They had their taxes already ready to go. No, they just name, you know, social security number, date of birth, and email, and you're good to go. Okay. All right, I get it. And so going back to what I started off with, this still might not like happen. There's lawsuits underway and everything like that. I didn't think they were going to get this thing up and running until middle of December, maybe even the end of December. Here it is, middle of October, and it's up and running. Got a text here. That basically, you basically read my mind. Yeah, Bobby, they launched it now before the midterms. Yep, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I thought this wasn't going to get launched until middle of December, maybe even the end of December. And then it turns out it's like now, a month, 21 days away from the election, it's launched. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, this might help Democrats in the midterms just a little bit. If all of a sudden 8 million, 10 million, 11 million people file for debt forgiveness and all of a sudden they get $10, $20,000 of debt forgiven. Okay, fine. I'll reelect you. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Isn't the text, I was sure the student loan scheme would settle after the elections. Thanks, Bobby. That's what I thought too. Big surprise to me. Big surprise to me. By the way, as it pertains to the midterm elections, former President Barack Hussein Obama was on a podcast over the weekend, and he warned Democrats to not be buzzkills. He said, where'd it go? I had the actual quote here for you. Now I just lost it here. I'm going to start with the midterms. Here he goes. He goes, my family, my kids, work that gives me satisfaction, having fun, heck, not being a buzzkill, and sometimes Democrats are. Sometimes people just want to not feel as if they are walking on eggshells, and they want some acknowledgement that life is messy, and that all of us at any given moment can say things the wrong way and make mistakes. What's he talking about here? He's basically saying Democrats need to back off of the cancel culture. That life is messy. Sometimes we mess up. We shouldn't have to walk on eggshells every day of our life. This is not the first time he's been outspoken about this, by the way. He's been calling out his party on a couple of things. The wokeism. Remember, he talked about how we got to stop being woke. And now he's bringing up cancel culture. So, this guy comes from a guy who survived 8 years as president. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, our slowdowns have cleared up on Highway 90, so we're looking nice on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Also, once into Pensacola, really not showing anything to slow you down. We do have some afternoon, evening traffic on Davis right now, right by us. This is going to be both directions on Davis, right near the interstate is pretty busy. I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola looking nice, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Here's an interesting one here. At least we're sending money to Americans this time and individuals instead of companies for once. Surprised it's not bipartisan. And that has been conversation as well. Is like, we're spending billions of dollars, sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. We continue to send billions of dollars to other countries for other causes. And then when there is a bailout, we bail out large corporations, not small businesses, and definitely not individuals. And so this is like one time it actually is, if it's doing any kind of bailout, it's doing a bailout for individuals. And I understand your argument there, because you get some people go, yeah, but that's not fair to the people who already paid off their student loans, or it's not fair to people who didn't go to college. Yeah, just like bailing out the large corporations wasn't fair to small businesses and wasn't fair to individuals either. There is no fairness when it comes to bailouts. We just need to stop all the bailouts. Stop it for corporations, stop it for countries, stop it for individuals. And my word, has the last recent few years of watching the natural disasters getting worse and worse and worse and causing more and more and more damage not woken us up to maybe we need to start shifting our budget a little bit more towards that kind of stuff? I don't know. It's kind of bizarre here. There's another text. Why don't they send my 10 grand to my private lender that I had to refinance with so I could pay the darn things off early? Yep, exactly. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, I do want to play this audio real quick. So going back to Ukraine, going to Ukraine and Russia. Well, actually just Ukraine. So when Russia invaded Ukraine, one of the things they did is they knocked out their internet. Elon Musk came through with his internet company. It's called Starlink. And it's basically an internet that's run through satellites in space. He now has Starlink available on every continent. And so what he did is he rushed to position satellites over Ukraine and get them receivers for free and provide them with internet. And recently, he's basically come out and said he's going to... He, meaning Elon Musk, went to the Pentagon and said, hey, can you guys help pay for these things? This is costing me millions of dollars. Maybe the Pentagon could help pay for it. And thus far, basically the Pentagon's like, no, we're not going to be paying for that. Well, here's the other thing. Now he's saying he might just go ahead and pull those Starlink satellites if Ukraine or somebody doesn't pay for them. This comes about after he put out on Twitter a suggestion for how to end the war between Ukraine and Russia. And part of that suggestion was Ukraine should cede some lands to Russia. And with that, one of the outgoing ambassadors responded on Twitter. This is Ukraine's ambassador responded to Elon Musk, quote, F off. Except he didn't say F. He spelled it out. F off is my very diplomatic reply to you, Elon Musk. A few days later, Elon Musk says, I think I might pull my satellites, not have any internet there for your country. Well, this is for now, though, he's going to go ahead and keep those satellites there. This is what Governor Ron DeSantis said, weighing in on this whole position, this whole situation.
Ukraine, Elon Musk positioned his satellites over Ukraine and gave them these things. So they've actually been using his devices to be able to defend their country. And I guess some of the people in the government were attacking Musk. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, he's doing this for free. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Good Lord. I mean, have a little bit. So, but I think there was like kind of that kerfluffle, but he has provided that for them for free. And if you think about it, in a country that big, given what's going on, I mean, that's tens of millions of dollars that he's effectively donated. And so and the thing is with this, you know, we didn't have to ask him. He basically said he was going to send relief. And so we appreciate that. And we appreciate so many others who have been involved and been helping the effort. We've got some of the greatest organizations that have been down here helping folks.
All right, there you
and
go. Really so that gives you the gist of it. I agree with him. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Good. And Elon Musk says it's costing him $20 million a month to provide those satellites for them. And then he just gives a little suggestion on Twitter. No big deal. Has no weight to it. And the leadership of Ukraine is all like cursing them out. It's like, wow, no appreciation. I mean, you don't have to agree with his suggestion or nothing, but you don't have to be so vitriolic either. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. One more text here. Let's see. If the government charges Hunter Biden, they can use his restitution money for the school loan bailout. Win-win. Yeah, they will not be doing that. All right, coming up here next, top trending news. Roger Austin, News Radio 923. Got a text here. Did people get this worked up over all the GOP corporate bailouts? I mean, I didn't see any benefits from the mortgage companies and oil companies or pharma, but we allow for bailouts all the time for the greater good. Actually, people did get upset by the bailouts. At least the conservatives I talked to, libertarians, they were outraged. I don't know anybody who wasn't outraged by the corporate bailouts. When the stock market crashed, it was like, your guys are the ones that made all the risky loans. You guys go under. No, too big to fail. Oh boy, that whole too big to fail. You know, that peeved off a lot of people. And then right after that happened, you had the Democrat bailouts of the automobile companies. And so it just goes, and then that just made people even more angry. Like, okay, you're going to bail out large banks. You're going to bail out big automobile manufacturers. There's a lot of people who are upset about that. So there is, you know, but here's the one. It sounds like the critics just don't like a political party. I don't know what that means. It's because it's not really political. It's just, I guess, whichever party is doing the bailout thing, I guess, is what you mean. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives real quick, then we'll get top trending news.
No major delays right now, just your everyday afternoon traffic. Northbound at Davis near the interstate is slow moving, as well as northbound at Pine Forest in between I-10 and 9 Mile Road. See someone else, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour is presented by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Let me tell you about Christina Leavenworth. Now, the real estate market has been interesting the last several months. And if you've got a home to sell, well, you should probably talk to somebody who knows how to sell a home quicker than anybody else. That would be Christina Leavenworth. Now, she sells more homes for more money than anybody else here in our area. How's she do it? She's got pre-qualified buyers. They're lined up. They're ready to buy a home. So if you've got one to sell, give Christina a call, 850-723-9158. Again, that number, 850-723-9158. Christina and her team can sell your home quickly. Give her a call. Find out what she can do for you. Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. One more time, that phone number, 850-723-9158. Now on to top trending news this hour. Well, there's been a lot of discussion lately about deadly fentanyl overdoses. Congressman Mike McCall says it should be a bipartisan issue.
My daughter has been to 4 funerals buying what they thought was Xanax, but it's laced with fentanyl.
Now, he is a congressman from Texas. Of course, that's one of the states that's been having a big issue with it as it comes across the border. The DEA now says 95% of all fentanyl in the U.S. is coming in from Mexico. A Republican senator asking the FBI to look into the Biden family's foreign business deals. Chuck Grassley's office says the investigative staff has reviewed FBI records. The Iowa lawmaker looking for evidence of criminal activity specifically related to the president's business dealings in China. Somebody's over $250 million richer after a Mega Millions ticket was sold here in Florida. That ticket was sold at a 7-Eleven in Fort Myers. Now, they're going to have to split the jackpot, though, with another winner from California. Lotto officials say it's the first time in 5 years multiple tickets have shared a Mega Millions jackpot. And, Bobby, you know, we've talked a little bit about your diet in the last several weeks. Well, today is your day. It's National Pasta Day, Bobby.
Pastatarians.
That's right.
Unite.
Now, if you're looking for something new pasta-related, the National Pasta Association. Did you even know that existed, the National Pasta Association? Well, they've got recipes available online.
It's called the Italian-American Association, for
might
short.
Might be. ShareThePasta.org has all the recipes today, Bobby.
All right. There you go. Share the pasta. I do like it. Sounds good. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, got to talk about the weather just a little bit. Stick around. Oh, we got some cold weather coming in here now. You heard it right there at the beginning of the hour that we got a cold front coming through. They're saying it could get down into the 30s this week. No, stop playing. But yeah, tomorrow night, it's looking to be the low for tomorrow will be 41 degrees. So it won't take very much for it to drop down below that 40. The high is only going to be 66 for the next few days. And then it warms back up into the 70s and 80s by the weekend. On News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Hey, this year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is coming up October 29th at Seville Square. You're invited to walk the walk, raise the funds, bring your friends, and celebrate with survivors. Registration activities start at 8. The walk actually begins at 9. Register today at newsradio923.com. Hey, also coming up October 24th, a week from today, it will be the only debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. And we're going to be carrying it live for you at 6 o'clock. So we'll be ending the show a little bit early that day in order to carry that event for you. And then coming up in 3 days, we have Rally 2022 Candidate Forum for the general election. It's going to air at 7 p.m. on WSRE, and we're going to have it live for you right here as well. So the Rally 2022 includes the five races, U.S. Congressional District 1, Florida Senate District 1 and 2, and Florida House District 1 and 2. So there you go. Just some programming notes there for you. Top three stories. The United States is condemning war crimes after Russia's drone attack hit the Kyiv apartment block. President Biden launched a student loan forgiveness application over the weekend and said today that already 8 million people have applied. We covered it earlier this hour. It's very simple to fill out. Just name, social security number, birth date, email, and cell phone number. That's it. So it's pretty simple. And then finally, Trump hotels charged Secret Service exorbitant rates, according to the House inquiry. And like $1,100 to $1,200 a night is what they were charging the Secret Service. I don't know if that's per room or is that, you know, like 10 rooms, charge them $1,100 a night. Because then it doesn't seem so bad. You know, I don't know. But they said it was excessive, whatever it was. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So here we go. Monday Night Football tonight, 7:15 on ESPN. Denver Broncos are taking on the Chargers. Chargers are 3-2, Broncos 2-3. That game will be on ESPN tonight, 7:15. And we're supposed to have Major League Baseball, the Yankees against the Cleveland Guardians. Winner takes all in this one, but the game is rain delayed right now. It's supposed to be on TBS, but currently rain delayed. On ESPN Plus, you can check out NHL hockey. Florida Panthers are going to be taking on the Boston Bruins tonight. You got LA against Detroit, Pittsburgh against Montreal, Anaheim against New York Rangers, Arizona against Toronto, Vancouver against Washington. Those are all the 6 o'clock games. And then you got later ones at 7 o'clock that where the puck drops. All those on ESPN+. Plus. Then I believe that's it. There's no MLS soccer on TV tonight either. So I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now. No delays to report on I-10 or I-110. Also checking in clear on Davis Highway, north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola. Not showing any slowdowns, as well as 9th Avenue. Seasonal mails, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Carson Wentz, the quarterback for the Commanders, is going to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a fractured finger. Chris Heinicke is going to start at quarterback for the Commanders. The Carolina Panthers wide receiver Robbie Anderson has been traded to the Cardinals a day after he had a big blow up with his coaches on the sideline, enough so that the head coach had to send him to the locker room early during the game yesterday. So now he's been traded to the Cardinals. Tua Tagovailoa is preparing to start for the Dolphins against the Steelers this week. Cowboys Dak Prescott says he plans to play week 7 against the Lions. And the Tennessee Titans have released wide receiver Josh Gordon He's not made it back in the league. You know, Josh Gordon, promising player. I've met Josh in real life. Guy is built like a linebacker. He's a big guy. Had a lot of promising career, but just kept getting suspended for performance enhancing drugs and illegal drugs, and trying to make his comeback. And he only lasted two games with the Titans, and they've released him now. In the NBA, Chris Middleton of the Milwaukee Bucks is going to miss the first few weeks of the season, still recovering from surgery. And in NCAA basketball, North Carolina Tar Heels are number one in the AP men's basketball poll. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Have we not learned our lessons? Have we not? You'd think we would learn a lesson. But apparently, EcoHealth Alliance. If you're not familiar with EcoHealth Alliance, this is the organization that was getting funding for coronavirus bat research in Asia when, oopsie, COVID-19 was released on the world. Yeah, they were the group that was receiving the funding to study bats and coronaviruses in the infamous Wuhan lab. And guess what? They have just received another round of funding for coronavirus bat research in Asia. That's right. EcoHealth Alliance, basically the organization that was responsible for releasing, whether it was accidental or on purpose, they were the group that released COVID-19 to the world, and they just got more funding to keep doing their research. Oh, I guess they didn't do enough damage the first time. Give them another shot. I don't know. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Plus, we'll cover the top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Stick around. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, the Florida Department of Health now making Narcan kits available to the public for free in both Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. Now, the kits consist of two Narcan nasal sprays. They say these can be administered even without a healthcare professional present. So if you want to look for those, you can contact the Department of Health in either of those counties, Okaloosa or Santa Rosa.
Yeah, I saw that as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Here's a pretty big one. Researchers say they have developed COVID strain with 80% kill rate. Wait. you're saying you developed a COVID strain? All right, so let's go back to this in all seriousness. COVID-19... The research that was being done with this was, look, we've had coronaviruses for decades and decades and decades. And the fear of scientists has been eventually a coronavirus strain will develop that will be deadly. So we need to go ahead and start making antidotes and treatments and things that could fight such a deadly coronavirus. Something that's worse than MERS, something that's worse than SARS. We need to be prepared for something that's worse than that. But in order to create a vaccine or treatments or whatever for something worse than what we've already seen, we have no choice but to create something worse. The idea was, it's fine. We're going to do it in a controlled lab environment. We'll create something extremely deadly from coronavirus and in a lab environment, and then we'll be able to figure out treatments for it. But the problem is COVID leaked from the lab. Somebody got it working in the lab, went to the hospital, boom, got spread. So now Boston University researchers claim to have developed a new, more lethal COVID strain by adding a spike protein from the Omicron variant to the original Wuhan strain, and it now has an 80% kill rate. COVID, by the way, just as a reminder, has a 3% kill rate. So that's like how dramatic this sucker is. But the idea, once again, is now that they've done it, now they could try to come up with something that can combat it, whether it be a vaccine or whether it be a treatment or whatever it might be, a preventative type of medicine or something. And that way, if COVID that is already released in the world continues to mutate and eventually mutates to something to be this deadly, we will already have something in place to fight it. That's the idea behind it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. That is your top story on FoxNews.com. Some other top stories going on in here is a Saudi prince issues a threat as oil fight fuels unprecedented tensions with the United States. The Saudi prince warned that the kingdom is the project of jihad and martyrdom, and saying anybody that challenges the existence of this country and its kingdom, all of us, we are products of jihad and martyrdom. Oh boy. He goes, that's my message to anybody who that thinks that they can threaten us. So we're continuing to see more tension between Saudi Arabia and the United States as President Biden continues to push them to increase oil production. And they're wanting to back off oil production. And President Biden basically, you know, he didn't really threaten him. I don't know whether the prince is saying there was a threat, but he pressured them, you know, put pressure on them. You need to go ahead and release more oil, and instead of decreasing the oil production. And their reaction to that is, don't threaten us. And we are all products of jihad and martyrdom. Oh boy. So yeah, there you go. So we're continuing to see tensions right there, but we continue to see President Biden looking to OPEC to relieve the world's oil pressures and the United States oil pressures instead of, instead of trying to ramp up. I mean, look, we weren't I keep seeing these memes being spread. We were energy independent under Trump. We weren't energy independent, but we were very close. We were very, very close to being energy independent. And if you're energy independent, then you could, if you wanted to, you'd at least have the ability to go, okay, we don't need OPEC. We don't need these other things. And we're not going to release the oil into the world market to be bid on oil on world market prices. We're just going to use our oil for ourselves or our gas for ourselves. You would at least have that option if you're energy independent. If you're not energy independent, you don't even have that option. And that's where we stand now. It's Get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear right now. Really nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110, as well as Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton and Langley, and 98 throughout Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze. Looking good with no delays and posted speeds. See someone else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple other stories here on FoxNews.com. Our national news partner is there is a Haitian singer, Mikaban is his name. He's 41 years old. He collapsed during a show in Paris over the weekend, and he's passed away. Oh, my goodness. Terrible story right there is one of the top stories on FoxNews.com. Another top story on FoxNews.com. I don't even know what this is. Influencer Ollie London explains why he transitioned back to male. And he's blasting hypocritical haters. So I guess he's some sort of British influencer. That's what it is. He's a British influencer. And he announced that he's in the process of transitioning back to a man after living as a transgender woman just for 6 months. And so I guess a lot of people were pretty upset about it and everything like this. And then he just starts blasting people saying, look, I've undergone a lot of surgeries and everything like this, but I've been unhappy throughout my whole life. I thought this would change it. I'm still unhappy. I'm going to go back to living like a man. Oh boy. You're starting to see a lot of that stuff coming out. And then finally here, John Hinckley Jr. John Hinckley Jr., he's the guy who had the assassination attempt on President Reagan's life. And he's finally admitted to killing James Brady in attempting to kill Ronald Reagan. So this is, you know, we all knew this already, but he's, you know, he was 41 years in custody. He actually had a sit-down interview on television, and he's finally just admitting to some of the things that he's done, which, by the way, if you aren't familiar with this, John Hinckley Jr. is like a free man now. It's very bizarre. I'm surprised a guy could attempt to kill the president of the United States and be walking the streets now. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio
92.3. What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right, Bobby's Brain Teases here. Mickey Mouse has an older sister named Felicity. She's the mom to his nephews, Morty and Ferdy, but has never been in any of the animated cartoons. Wow, that's very interesting. Katharine Hepburn is the only person who's ever won the Oscar for Best Actress 4 times. Katharine Hepburn won it for Morning Glory, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, The Lion in Winter, and on Golden Pond. Frances McDormand is the only actress to have won it 3 times. Daniel Day-Lewis is the only person who's ever won the Oscar for Best Actor 3 times. He won it for My Left Foot, There Will Be Blood, and Lincoln. And switching topics here, Marlboro cigarettes. Marlboro cigarettes were originally targeted at women. So, Philip Morris created the Marlboro Man to let men know it was okay for them to smoke them too. So Marlboros are directed towards women. They created the Marlboro Man in order to let guys know you can smoke it too. So then let's see here. The Ford Model T could run on gasoline or fuel made out of hemp. But when oil prices started dropping, Ford phased out the hemp option. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. We'll talk about gas prices actually here and is a concern before the midterms.